Turkey has arrested 283 members of the Presidential Guard after last week's failed coup attempt. The detainees are members of the Special Forces Regiment stationed at the Presidential Palace in Ankara. Tens of thousands of people, including senior officials in the army, have been sacked or arrested since then. At least 9 people have been killed in a shooting spree at a shopping mall in Germany's southern city of Munich. Police say the motive of the attacker is unclear. 21 others were also wounded in the incident, with 3 of them in critical condition. Police in France have dismantled a makeshift camp in northern Paris, used by nearly 3,000 refugees. The asylum seekers, most of them from Eritrea, Somalia and Afghanistan, were forced to leave the dingy camp. French police have conducted 26 such operations this year. French President François Hollande has said his country will send heavy weapons to Iraq to be used against Daesh terrorists in the wake of the terrorist attack in Nice. He added that Paris will not deploy troops in Iraq and Syria, but will offer military advice to its forces in the 2 countries. U.S. presumptive Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has chosen Virginia Senator Tim Kaine as her vice presidential running mate for the November election. The decision came after Clinton's Republican rival Donald Trump received his party's nomination. Trump has already picked Mike Pence as his running mate. Bahraini people have staged a new anti-regime rally against the continued crackdown on dissent in the Persian Gulf Kingdom. The protesters slammed the government's decision to revoke the citizenship of the country's top Shia cleric, Sheikh Isa Qasim, and called for the immediate release of all political prisoners. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Qasemi has dismissed allegations leveled by Bahrain's Interior Ministry against Tehran. He urged Bahraini officials to avoid playing the blame game and bypassing. Manama had previously claimed it dismantled an Iranian-linked cell plotting attacks on its territory. And the UN Refugee Agency says an estimated 26,000 South Sudanese refugees have crossed into Uganda following the recent fighting and political tensions in their country. Flocks of South Sudanese, many of them women and children, are still fleeing their homes amid a shaky ceasefire in the capital, Juba.